how do they hinder or enhance the game today? You know, instant replays, do you think it take away from the game? Do you think it enhances the game? What's your feeling on it?
I'd be kicked out of a lot of games today if I played, because the rules has changed so much that, you know, if you're a defensive player, you're attacking someone and you go in the air and you're supposed to stop, how the hell is that going to happen? You know, I mean, then I understand that after 5 yards, you hit an offensive player and you got to let him go. But then it goes both ways. You see offensive players running into defensive players and don't get the call. So the rules have changed quite a bit. That it's changed the game, it's taunted the game as far as I'm concerned. And eventually they're going to have to try to make some changes and go back to the old school.
You know, that's tough for me even to watch it nowadays, especially as a defensive back on the receivers. If a guy is coming across, the rule of thumb is when you make a tackle, you want to hit him in his chest. So what does the offensive player do? He wants to get lower than you. So if I'm going for your chest and you lower your head at the last second, we're going to hit head on head. And who gets fined? Who gets penalized? Defensive players. So, you know, it's so tough for me to watch nowadays with these rules. I understand the safety of the game, but it's got to go both ways, you know.
And, Paul, you know, your responsibility being in media with ESPN.com is explaining to your fans what you witnessed, what you saw on the field. You're a fan of the game long before you started covering it. Your thoughts on the way the game has evolved to what we currently see today?
Well, I'm sitting up here with two defensive players, so I got to be careful on how I answer.
I'm an offensive player. I got you.
I got
you
my offensive lineman with me.
You're two. We don't hold. We just hold our own. That's what we do. That's us offensive linemen. Go ahead.
It's obvious that the NFL wants it to be a more wide open, high scoring game. Yeah. So therefore, you're going to see those rules where if in baseball the tie goes to the runner. In football, the tie is going to go against the defensive players simply because they want to protect the quarterback. They want to protect the receivers, defenseless players. So whether it's right or wrong, I think Rod hit it on the head. I mean, a lot of those old school Raider teams, all three Super Bowl championship teams, how would they be able to fare today with today's rules, guys?
We'll be playing for free. Yeah. Shit, man. All the fines we'd be getting, we'd be playing out there for free.
Shoot. Well said. We got another one?
So okay. My follow-up is, could you play today in this game?
Could I play today? I could play, but I'd be out of the game a lot probably because I'd be getting fined. Yeah, I could play.
Exactly.
But not now physically. Hell no, I can't.
That's all right. Next one.
That's a young man's game.
Yeah, I like the idea of rebuilding through the draft since that's our only choice right now. But like you said, Rod, you would trade down picks to get a bevy of picks. But I want to know, what would it take to obtain, like, top talent free agency like Marshawn Lynch or Sue, who are free agents at the end of the year? Do you think they would want to come to Oakland not knowing where we're going to play? Or the failure we've had the last 10 seasons?
Well, before the old school players answer, let me ask Paul, what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, that's the big thing. I think Reggie McKenzie has taken a lot of hits for not going out and getting those high-profile, high-signing guys because he had that $60 million-plus in cap room. Well, the fact of the matter is, guys have to want to come. And there are so many questions, again, like we talked earlier, where is this team going to be? Who's the quarterback going to be? What is the direction? Who's the head coach going to be? So you have to answer all those questions because otherwise you're just throwing money out for guys that are not playing for the love of the game. They're paying for the paycheck, and that goes against everything that these two guys stood for when they played.
Well said. Well said. Absolutely. Okay, we're all set. Okay, well, thank you, Raider Nation. Let's give a hand for our panel, guys. Otis McKinney, Rod Martin, and Paul Gutierrez. What? You say something?
No, I didn't say
anything. Okay, all right, let's keep it that way. Don't start no one beating up.
Hey,
all right?
You know, I know how to hit you. I hit you low, man. I'm going to cut you. You can't even run.
Love you, too. Love you, too, man.